This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1457. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 21st, Biafra and Cameroon on the air, obscure stations in Chechnya and Laos, Voice of Russia News, International Radio Serbia's existence questioned, another Somali shortwave station, VOA has emergency backup studios, domestic radio news from Scranton to St. George, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Andy Reid in Peterborough, Ontario, renews his complaint. Radio Australia takes it on the chin on 31 meters. For decades, it was a pleasure to listen to news from the other side of the world from Radio Australia. For the last 5 years, listening to their longtime frequency 9580 has been marred by China Radio International's sloppy Cuban relay on 9570. I and others have complained about this in the past to no avail. Listeners in this area had an alternative, the slightly weaker 9590 from Australia, but this too now receives interference because Cuba is on 9600. There ought to be a law, says Andy Reid. Well, at least I note that 9600 closes down at 13 UT. Strangely enough, here in Oklahoma, I don't have a problem from 9570, but down in Waco, Texas, Jerry Linneman agrees there is interference to Australia. Part of the problem is that Radio Australia is no longer interested in serving North America. What we get are just leftover signals aimed at the Pacific. Bahrain is one of the more difficult shortwave countries to hear in North America, but it is making it to Europe and Asia. We have a couple of blogs this week. In Japan, Premium Koji Hashimoto reports Radio Bahrain on 6010, April 5th at 1606 to 1626, and it was in English, playing dance music. Same frequency reported from Denmark by Anka Peterson in DSWCIDX window a bit earlier on the same date at 0110 UT. He says they were also announcing in English and playing pop music, but there was interference from Radio Sweden in Swedish as relayed via Canada. That, of course, is what blocks it in North America while that transmitter is on. And there are a number of others on the same frequency, 6010. The World Radio TV Handbook Domestic Update says that Bangladesh plans to start applying summertime in June of UT plus 7 hours instead of six. What nonsense! That'll make Bangladesh a sesquihour ahead of India, which is not only west of Bangladesh, but north and east. And it'll even be a semi-hour ahead of Burma, which is further east. We've had some intriguing unidentified loggings on a frequency 30 to 40 hertz below 6025. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee on April 11th found a transmitter firing up at 0419 UT, starting on 6024.966 and then going down to 6024.952. In other words, from 34 to 48 hertz below the normal frequency. He says a carrier only, too weak for audio, a slight peak at 0530 and fading rapidly from 0630 into the noise floor by 0700. He's using his Perseus SDR receiving capability. Could this be FRCN in Enugu, Nigeria? Ron Howard in California also reports 6024.97, April 13th, between 0307 and 0330. He says he's often checking the frequency, looking for Radio Amanecer to come back from the Dominican Republic. But he hears an open carrier just below 6025. Sounded like African chanting on this occasion, however, with singing, similar to reciting from the Quran. Too weak to identify the language, clearly not Bolivia. Furthermore, Brian Alexander had an NID April 2nd at 2120 to 2210 around this frequency, also wondering if it was in Nugu, Nigeria. So I brought this to the attention of our correspondent in Niger State, Nigeria, James McDonald. He checked it out, and he says, Enugu has certainly been back on the air for some time. I'm not able to measure the exact frequency nor the exact hours of transmission, but it is on the air. I checked 6025 April 15th at 2059, just in time to hear Enugu join the network service of Radio Nigeria for the news at 2100, parallel to Kaduna on 4770. By the way, a couple of other Nigerian regional frequencies remain unheard, 6050 and 7275. Brandon Jordan replies, great news that Enugu is active. I suspected it was Enugu due to the fade-out pattern of the carrier. I was able to make out drumming at 0425 and talk in what sounded like heavily accented English from 0430. Here's another frequency measured precisely in case that helps with identification, although with these off frequencies, variations are always possible. David Sharp in Australia reports tentatively Radio Lipes in Bolivia, 4796.274, April 17th at 10:47, with occasional snatches of Andean music. Very weak and only readable in lower sideband to avoid the Chinese station on the high side. Several reports of the Brazilian time signal station at the National Observatory on 10,000 kilohertz. For a while, we've been wondering if they were still on the air. In Bahia, Jorge Freitas reports in Hardcordiax, hearing their time signals April 15th at 21:49 on 10,000 kilohertz with a pretty good signal. Anderson José Torquato in Santa Catarina State, Brazil, reports an even better, an excellent signal on 10,000 from them, saying, giving the time checks every 10 seconds. This was at 1840 UT. Yet another report from Arnaldo Slein in Argentina says they were slightly off frequency, 40 hertz low, when heard April 19th at 20:04, a female announcing the time every 10 seconds. Furthermore, Celio Mais in Rio Grande do Sul in Panorama says that he heard it April 19th at 19:01 with a regular signal, including the time bips. And one more, this one from Italy, Giampiero Bernardini tells DX Listening Digest he heard it on April 19th at 21:05 with, of course, the same format. Better reception on the upper sideband. Radio Bulgaria is not the only shortwave service from that country. In Japan, Premium Koji Hashimoto reports Radio Varna, the regional station which has a broadcast only on Sundays into UT Mondays on 6,000 kilohertz. They signed on with test music at 20:55 UT, and he heard them for the next 20 minutes. That was on April 5th, and one week later on the 12th, also around 2100, with choral music on the hour, plus news. According to DX Mix News in Bulgaria, their schedule is from 2100 until 0300, targeting the Black Sea, although it's a non-directional antenna with 100 kilowatts. DX Mix News also lists some other Bulgarian services you might want to check out. The Euronet program is carried on Saturdays and Sundays to West and Southern Europe on 9600 and 11800, respectively. 10 minutes each in English, German, Spanish, and French between 0700 and 0720. And there's the Horizont Home Service 1 program in Bulgarian to Western Europe in DRM from Sofia, 50 kilowatts, 306 degrees, Saturday and Sunday, 06 to 09 on 11.9, Monday through Thursday, 09 to 12 on 11.9, and Friday, 04 to 07 UT on 9.4 megahertz. James McDonald reports on further monitoring of the only Cameroon active shortwave frequency 6005 from Buya. He says BBC World Service has started signing off at 0700 instead of 0706. So I can now hear an extra 6 minutes of Cameroon when they are on. They definitely sign off between 1658 and 1701. Sergey S. in Moscow reports that there's no more Radio Free Chechnya. That service has been renamed the Kavkaz Program of Voice of Russia, meaning the Caucasus Program. It's still on longwave 171 kHz from the Tbilisskaya site. According to their website, in reply to a Japanese listener, the schedule is now daily at 12:30 to 13:30 UT, repeated at 18:30 and the next day for 1 hour at 06:30, not only on 171 but 657 kHz. As of April 17th, Ola Alm in Sweden says that Xinjiang PBS in China is still operating in the ham band 7120 from 0320 and 7155 from 0300. Chinese jamming seems to be inconsistent, as Ron Howard puts it, or making changes. Sometimes it's the familiar Firedrake percussion-y music. Other times it's apparently relaying CNR1 or one of the other domestic networks. On April 16th, he could not hear any Firedrake between 7 and 19 megahertz, but it's certainly been heard since then on a variety of frequencies. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been hearing lots of Chinese jamming, not only music, but talk and music of a different kind, lyrical. So he thinks there's been a change there. We suspect it is merely taking one of the domestic broadcasting networks and using it for jamming, often with an echo. More about the new relay via Finland, medium wave 963 of China Radio International. The first few days, there appeared to be some confusion about the language schedule, but according to Jari Savonainen in Finland, the schedule has settled down as follows. In Russian at 02 to 04, Estonian from 4 to 5 UT, Lithuanian 5 to 6, then back on the air at 16 for Russian, 18 for Polish, 19 in Czech, and 20 to 22 in German. Did we say Estonian and Lithuanian? CRI has not had any broadcasts in those languages. As SRG points out on the Media Network blog, Jari Savolainen in Finland says, the Estonian program mentions often FutuVision and Radio86.com during the Chinese hour program in Finnish on the classic Radio FM network. That's when they're also mentioned. So there's apparently some different organization handling this. Kai Ludwig says that the company is based in Tampere, Finland, also handles the CRI relays via Luxembourg 1440. This appears to be a European branch of the Chinese Government Broadcasting Agency. SRG says these Lithuanian and Estonian programs by China are produced in Tampere, Finland. Pretty amazing how many of these semi-clandestine language services does CRI run. Although Radio Havana Cuba posted a new frequency schedule, as usual it's inaccurate and incomplete. I've been hearing them on at least one frequency, which is not on the schedule, 6120 in Spanish, as early as 0100 until 0500. And among other problems, Havana's new frequency for Europe, 11820, collides with Saudi Arabia, already broadcasting to Europe on 11820, in fact, both of them in Arabic at 2000. Between 13 and 15 UT, two strong transmitters from the same site are on the air, 13680 and 13780, meaning they produce mixing products on 13880 and interfering with Prague on 13580. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1457. Consult our website for much more info, worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chris Lewis in England, who sent a donation via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. In shortwave bulletin, Bjorn Fransson in Sweden reports Amhara Regional State Radio in Ethiopia, that rather new station on 6090, April 6th at 1730. With typical Horn of Africa music, the ID sounded like Amara Kilil Radio. There was interference from BBC and China. One of the many Ethiopian clandestines reported by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, Radio Horio Ogadenia, via Samara, Russia, 15350, April 17th, starting at 17 UT, also with Horn of Africa music, opening IDs. The language is supposed to be Somali. However, a noise jammer started up 1 minute later, and he heard nothing but a jammer on the listed parallel frequency 17870. The broadcast is on Monday and Friday only. Still missing from Guatemala is Radio Verdad 4052.5, which had a tube go bad in their transmitter a number of months ago. We were wondering if they're making any progress. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports to DSWCIDX Window that he wrote to the head of the station, Edgar Amilcar Madrid, who replied that they are still hoping to receive the transistors needed for repairs, and maybe we'll be back on the air in less than a month, God willing. They will notify him and the rest of us, we hope, if and when they're back on the air. The reply was dated April 5th. We welcome another webcasting station to the list of World of Radio affiliates. Radio4Life.net invited us to be included on their schedule, Saturdays at 18 UT or 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Thanks to Lynn White of Bible Gateway, you can see their complete schedule and listen to everything else. It's not on continuously, so check the schedule, www.radio4life.net. David Sharp in New South Wales reports the Laotian Regional on 4412.7 with low modulation but a solid S7 signal at 1041 UT April 16th. Local music and talk. On occasions it's parallel to Vientiane on 6130. Ron Howard in California has also been monitoring this. It's the Samnua Regional Station. He measured it on 4412.61 variable, April 16th, a couple of hours later at 12:22 until closing at 12:33. And during that period, they were in fact parallel to 6130 at about equal strength, but the 6 megahertz frequency continued on the air. Then, on the next day, David Sharp was listening again in Australia, starting at 11:07 UT with much stronger and full modulation. There was news until 11:10 and then local music. The frequency started at 4412.646, drifting down from the usual 4412.7. As we've reported, that clandestine from Madagascar supporting the deposed president Ravalomanana, Radio Mada, disappeared from 5895 on April 6th. However, in the Media Network blog, we have a report from Andy Sennett quoting various press reports that a station of the same name, Radio and TV Mada, had its facilities confiscated by the current government, which accuses it of broadcasting incitements to civil disobedience and shaking public confidence in the institutions of the Republic. So we can only wonder if this will lead to the resumption of the shortwave service, although we're not even sure that the two stations are related. As reported last week, Pakistan changed to daylight time of UT plus 6, shifting its shortwave programs 1 UT hour earlier. Now, Mauno Riccioli in Finland confirms that the English service at 1600 is indeed now being heard for a quarter hour at 15 UT, 9385 and 11565. Jose Elias Diaz Gomez in Venezuela reports that Puerto Rico's 50 kilowatt station on 810 kHz, WKVM, is now known as Radio Paz. It's owned by the Catholic Church. The previous name was a play on the call letters C-A-B-E-M, that is pronounced in Spanish K-A-M. Harry Brooks in England reports good reception from Voice of Russia. Not many frequencies left in English, but the ones which are seem to be working okay. English to Europe at 16 to 17 on 12040, at 17 to 21 on 12040 plus 12070. There can be very good signals, although some adjacent channel interference. Kai Ludwig says the two originate from different sites in the Moscow area. As for the North American service, we're stuck with only one or two frequencies as well for VOR in English. And if transatlantic propagation is not very good, we're out of luck. 9665 and 9890 are the only ones earlier in our evenings, and in fact, after 0200, our only chance to hear it is 9665, which has co-channel interference from China via Brazil, from 01 to 02 and 03 to 04. There's an alarming item on the website of International Radio Serbia. It's in German. So far I've not found it in English, but thanks to Wolfgang Büschel for passing it on, first noticed by Christian Milling. It's about the existence of Radio Yugoslavia, its former name, being called into question. Here's a rough summary in English. The independent trade union wishes to make public the difficult situation the workers at the station find themselves in. They are in an undefined status, and financing is irregular, including payment of their salaries. Although a budget has been adopted for 2009, the Federal Radio of Yugoslavia still has no official information about the amount of the annual budget. More to last week's report that Adventist World Radio was moving out of Singapore and canceling its popular WaveScan program. Sergey S. found this notice, a press release apparently explaining what's happening. The board of directors voted to relocate the Pacific Region office from Singapore to Batam Island, Indonesia, by the end of May. Thus, AWR expects to save well over $100,000 per year, which will go toward airtime for our broadcasts in several languages. This island is just off the coast of Singapore. It can be reached in about half an hour by ferry. A fast-growing economic market. The cost of living in Singapore has been rising, so they've been looking for less expensive areas. Jari Savolainen in Finland has been looking at Sam Voron's website, which is mainly about Somalia ham radio, but also goes into broadcasting stations, some of which he's been involved with in the past. There is a mention of a new Somali shortwave station, Radio Haga, H-A-G-E, from Galkayo, with 1.25 kilowatts on 3980 and 6915 at 09 to 10 and 03 to 05 UT. So far, we've had no DX reports of this station actually being heard. Brock Whaley in Hawaii sends news that broadcaster, writer, and politician Sir Clement Freud has died at 84. And Brock calls, please, for just a minute of silence. Of course, he was one of the stalwarts on the comedy panel game Just a Minute, which many of us have enjoyed for a long time on BBC World Service, although lately it's been only on BBC Radio 4. Clement Freud was a grandson of Sigmund Freud. If you Google his name, you'll find lots of obituaries. BBC Radio 4 is starting a new program called Americana, yes, to deal with the United States, compensating in some way for the demise of Alistair Cook. Not yet known whether this will also be appearing on the World Service. Kai Ludwig has been looking into the Broadcasting Board of Governors' budget request for the current fiscal year, 2009, and finding a number of interesting items. They have something called COOP, Continuity of Operations. Engineering continued to support a disaster recovery plan to enable the agency to continue essential functions in the event of catastrophic network loss of its main telecommunications and program production complex in Washington, D.C. In July of 2007, they tested alternate radio broadcasting facilities and an associated major telecoms hub at a remote location outside of Washington, D.C. Training exercises for programming staff were conducted, confirming that these facilities could be set up and fully operational within 12 hours as required by federal regulations. They could support radio operations in 10 of VOA's highest priority languages. Jeff White tells me that WRMI 9955 resumed carrying Radio Republica, but only a special series for the week of April 20th, 21 to midnight UT, and probably starting the last week in April, resume carrying World Radio Network during those 3 hours on weekdays. There's been a lot of interest in the press and among the DX community about the sudden disappearance of a major medium wave signal in Pennsylvania, WARM 590 in Scranton, which disappeared from the air in mid-April. And apparently, the owners have no plans to bring it back. Another station which is no longer making it due to the financial situation is KXAM 1310 in Phoenix. However, in Chicago, AM radio still rules, with the top billing radio stations being WBBM 780 and WGN 720, according to a Tribune story. There's been an unfortunate trend away from full classical formats, even on public radio stations, but here is a small station which is starting classical, according to a story in the Deseret News via Kevin Redding, ABDX. It's KXDS at Dixie State College in southern Utah. It's a student station. Previously, a few years ago, they had a top 40 format, and apparently they're still working on getting classical back on 91.3. In DSWC IDX window, Vashik Kozhenek in South Africa reports yet another frequency change for Zimbabwe Community Radio via the UAE. It's at 20 to 21 UT. It started on 5935, then moved to 5995, but now it's on 5950, first heard April 9th. The propagation outlook from Dr. F.K. Yanda in Prague issued April 17th. A geomagnetic field active to disturbed April 23rd, May 6th, and 7th. Unsettled to active on April 21st, 24th, 26th, 28th, May 5th, 8th, and 9th, otherwise quiet. And so concludes another World of Radio number 1457. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will hear me again next week.